I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump's lawyers are requesting that his New York criminal conviction now be overturned.
Defense lawyers for former President Donald Trump have written that now that the Supreme Court ruled that Trump enjoys some immunity from criminal prosecution, the judge in his New York case should overturn his conviction and end the criminal proceedings. They've also blasted prosecutors for rushing to put the former president on trial instead of awaiting guidance from the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump was to be sentenced on the charge this week, but the trial judge, Juan Merchan, has delayed sentencing to determine if the felony conviction should be set aside. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities in western states are warning of a greater risk for wildfires as the temperature gets hotter.
National Weather Service meteorologist Morgan Stessman says some places in the west are hotter than they've ever been.
We hit 120 on Sunday, so that set our new all-time record.
And the hot conditions and low humidity that dry out the landscape increase the chances of a wildfire. In California, Joe Tyler, director of the state's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, says the recent heat wave has exacerbated the problem, consuming thousands of acres. On Wednesday, California crews were battling at least 19 major wildfires in scorching temperatures and single-digit humidity. I'm Donna Water.
That temperature of 120 degrees was recorded in Las Vegas, Nevada. A second person has died in Vermont in the flooding from Hurricane Beryl's remnants. Police say a driver was swept away in his vehicle by floodwaters Thursday in Lindenville as he tried to drive across a flooded road. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 32 points, the NASDAQ dropped 364. This is SRN News. There are reports that another Christian girl in Pakistan has been taken, forced to convert to Islam, and marry a Muslim kidnapper.
A 48-year-old Catholic sanitation worker in Islamabad says that a butcher in his neighborhood took his 14-year-old daughter from their home on June 24th. He says he filed a complaint with the police, but they took no action. It's not unusual for girls in Pakistan, some as young as 10 years old, to be abducted, then forced to convert to Islam and into Islamic marriages. Rights advocates say judges routinely ignore evidence and hand back the girls to the kidnappers as their legal wives. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Terror attacks are forcing 70 churches to close in Nigeria's Plateau State. According to Christian Daily International Morningstar News, many of the congregants have been forced to flee, with many put in internally displaced camps. Some Christians have formed communal groups for safety. SRN News. Dozens of salmonella illnesses have been linked to raw milk from a California farm.
The outbreak is far wider than previously known. The disclosure of the outbreak size comes as health officials have warned the public to avoid unpasteurized milk due to bird flu circulating in U.S. dairy cows. At least 165 people were sickened as of February with salmonella infections tied to products from raw farm of Fresno, California. About 40% of those sickened were children younger than five. California officials say the outbreak ended May 4th. John Scott reports.
An appeals court in Philadelphia ruled some college athletes may qualify as employees under federal wage and hour laws. The court says a test should be developed to differentiate students who play college sports for fun from those whose effort crosses the legal line into work that benefits the school. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.